This is Dr. DeSoto with another piece of information from the case files of Nick Guy, Private Eye. The Nick Guy, Private Eye apologetics series combines humor with adventure to equip the church to defend the Christian faith. These daily case files are designed to present you with the facts Nick Guy has uncovered in his investigations. And now, here's today's report. One man's actions can have a powerful effect on others. Words can inspire in a way that encourages men to achieve greatness. A liberating army has the power to set a captive people free. A surgeon has the power to restore and heal someone who, without his skill, would have died. But no one has the power to raise the dead. No one, of course, except Jesus. Ephesians 2:1 tells us that we were dead in our trespasses and sins. We were not merely sick or injured, but dead. We didn't need some sort of spiritual medicine to make us well. We needed a resurrection to bring us back to life. And that is the amazing power of the sacrificial death and resurrection of Jesus. It has the power to bring to life those who are dead. 2 Corinthians 5:17 tells us, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is passed away. Behold, the new has come." The power of the cross rests not merely in making us better people, but in raising us from spiritual death and causing us to be alive in Christ. Well, to find out more about this topic or the Nick Guy Private Eye Apologetics series, visit our website at nickguy.net. That's nickguy.net. Or you can visit the Nick Guy Private Eye Facebook page for information and audio clips. Or write to us at P.O. Box 781, Painesville, Ohio 44077. And discover that sometimes the most amazing things must be true.